This episode of the FitCast is brought to you by the PTAdvantage.com, an online personal training software to help you save time and make more money. It is hands down the best resource that I've found for distance coaching. You can check them out at the PTAdvantage.com. Hello and welcome to this edition of the FitCast. This is episode number 269. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me this week from Examine.com is Sol Orwell. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Good. We are here to talk about some really cool stuff, and I was trying to get Jonathan Fast to jump on with us because he is like... references and research is basically what gets him out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, he's a big fan of ours, actually. Him and I, we chat pretty much every day. So, yeah, too bad.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, for lack of a better term, you know, you guys are on the same kind of nerd wavelength when it comes to the research-based stuff. But it's great because, obviously, I mean, the cool thing about what you're doing and what he's doing with his research-based podcast is just getting through all the BS and just saying, all right, we know what works. Or at least we know what doesn't work, so we can kind of get you on the right path of, like, not wasting your money on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, right, and there's opportunity cost, you have a certain amount of time, you have a certain amount of money. And to waste either of those two on things that we know don't work is, it's unfortunate, right? I mean, why would you want to do that? So just like Fast, who, by the way, like me, you know, has a very nice beard, and we may not be the tallest people, but, you know, we realize that the evidence out there doesn't always preclude everything else. Like, it's not 100%, but it's setting us in the right direction, right? There are some things that we can be sure of, and there's some things that we aren't sure of. And, you know, to ignore that would be kind of wasteful, right? I mean, it's the same science that guides us for everything else, right? Airplanes are flying because of scientific facts, right? So that's kind of the same thought process that we go through.
Yeah. And I think this is going to be really important because obviously, the supplement industry isn't really well regulated, and people can kind of throw whatever they want onto a bottle as long as it doesn't cause a heart attack, you know, at least in the first dosage. They can usually throw it up on shelves at the local GNC or Vitamin Shoppe or whatever. But the cool thing that I wanted to kind of first start talking to you about was, like, how did you get into this and kind of what's your background? Because in the last... you know, 6 months or a year, the website's really blown up, and, you know, just the ability to kind of get better information out there has been great.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride for us. In terms of kind of how we started, you know, I basically built websites for the last like 15, 16 years, and I'm an immigrant. And about 5 years ago, I decided I didn't really want to be on the rat race and that I'd rather kind of, you know, the businesses were doing well enough, so I decided to quote-unquote retire. And, you know, I traveled. I lived in Argentina for a while. I lived all over the States. And it was about three and a half years ago that I came back to Toronto, and I was in really bad shape. I will say, you know, Argentina and Manhattan both have amazing ice cream and amazing food and all that, and it's not very conducive to good, healthy lifestyle. But, you know, as I went from this fact to fit process, I'm a very analytical person. So I started writing down everything, right? Notes on hormones, notes on supplements, notes on nutrition. And I kind of got frustrated. You know, there's a lot of smart people. There's a lot of smart people on forums and Facebooks. And they're writing a lot of intelligent stuff. But this intelligent stuff disappears after a day or after a week. You know, nobody ever thinks about it again. Nobody really goes back to it. And that was kind of the impetus in creating Examine.com. Is I wanted to create something that would act as a reference, right? Every time you hear about creatine, you go, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Or, hey, you know, I don't know about this, about creatine. You know, you go to the website, you look it up, and you instantly know. And so I teamed up with Curtis Frank. He's my partner in this, and he's a dietetics graduate. So he does the primary research, and I kind of run everything else. And we've now been at it for almost 2.5 years. And, you know, I like to tell everybody that we've carved out our own niche where we started off, we were getting maybe 50 visitors a day. And we've grown enough now that we get roughly 12 to 15,000 visitors a day. And this is, you know, excluding any other, some big website mentioning us or anything like that. So you know, we've kind of worked hard, and it's been very gratifying, especially the last 6 months, to kind of see more and more people notice what we've been doing. But at the end of the day, our focus is simply on, you know, going through the evidence, going through the research, making intelligent but nuanced and conservative conclusions based out of that, and giving people the access to this knowledge to make their own intelligent decisions. So that's kind of, you know, what our story is and where we came from.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously we're going to be talking about it a little bit later, and we're going to be doing something really cool for the FitCast audience and get them a discount on this really awesome manual that you put together. Just like, again, going through all the crap and just finding out what are the great supplements out there that can really help, you know, benefit or bolster our, you know, our diet. So let's talk a little bit about some of the overrated stuff, because, you know, again, you walk into, and it's amazing what the supplement industry has really turned into in the last like 20 years.
Yeah.
You walk into a GNC and there's not just your protein and your creatine and your fish oil, but there's like all these kinds of, you know, testosterone boosters, like stuff behind the glass that, you know, you can't even touch unless you really are ponying up the money for. What out there is just like the overrated stuff that, you know, it's just crap. It's all marketing, you know, BS. Right.
Well, the honest truth is I it's almost as if the most popular supplements that are not the cheapest stuff, like vitamin D, vitamin K, they all tend to be overrated. To paint a broad picture, you look at testosterone boosters, right? They are pretty much useless. There's either concrete evidence that they don't work, or there's absolutely no evidence that they work. And, you know, Tribulus is the most popular one. A lot of people have a dusty experience where it comes out of their mouth. And, you know, it's been proven beyond a shadow of doubt that it doesn't work in boosting your testosterone. And I think the reality of how this all came about is, you know, when you feel like your testosterone is high, you know, it could be after a workout or whatnot, you feel like your libido is really high. And a lot of these testosterone, they increase your libido, but unfortunately, just having your libido increase does not mean your testosterone has gone up. So, you know, there's that like false connection where you feel really jacked up, but unfortunately, you know, again, there's no testosterone boosting coming out of it. The other thing about testosterone boosters, though, is that we all have a baseline of what our testosterone should be at. And we can decrease our testosterone by not getting enough sleep and by being deficient in a few minerals. So vitamin D and zinc, which we tend to be deficient in just through our diet, a lot of these are found in, I mean, those two are often found in these testosterone boosters. And they do boost, technically they're boosting your testosterone, but all they're really doing is taking you back to your average, where you should be. So that's more of a, you know, fail on your part, but it is going to boost your testosterone. The other two I do want to hit is glutamine. Glutamine is big, big money, and it's just an amino acid. And in these studies, they found that the more glutamine you can get into your muscle cell group. The unfortunate reality, though, is our intestines love glutamine. So pretty much all the glutamine that you actually ingest, your intestines sequester it for themselves. So glutamine is really good for gut health. But in terms of actually building muscle, I mean, unless you're deficient, which you shouldn't be if you're, you know, you're on this. If you're listening to this, you're likely getting enough protein. You will not be deficient in glutamine. So it's a waste of your time and, again, your money. And the other one is glucosamine. So glucosamine is an interesting one because it's been found to be slightly helpful to those that have osteoarthritis. And for joint pain itself, there's absolutely no evidence that glucosamine works. And we have our own theory that it's actually a sulfate deficiency. There's two major forms of glucosamine, and the only one that's been ever found to help even a little bit was glucosamine sulfate. And chondroitin has the same sulfate in there. So our own theory, and this is unproven, but, you know, kind of a logical deduction, is that it's likely a sulfate deficiency that's causing people to feel like glucosamine works. Because, you know, if you actually read about glucosamine, 50% of the people will say, oh, it was useless. 25% will say, oh, I feel a little bit better. And the other 25% will say, oh, you know, it was amazing. So, yeah, in itself, it's kind of useless. But if, again, you have that dietary fail on your part, it could help you. But yeah, you know, those three that I just mentioned, like those are big. We're talking about, you know, nine figures of revenue a year for supplement companies, and they're pretty much useless. Sorry.
I mean, like, you know, let's kind of focus on like the testosterone booster stuff, because it's like not a day goes by. I listen to like sports talk radio and stuff sometimes when I'm in the car running errands and things like that. And you hear stuff on the radio of like, you know, low testosterone is, you know, killing you and all this stuff. Here, buy this product. It will help naturally boost your testosterone. Same thing, like you see it on obviously ads on the internet and things like that. So they're, you know, obviously terrible, but what about like regulation and things like that? Is there anything people can do?
You know, again, it's sleep. Honestly, whenever people ask what supplement should I take, it's amazing how many people will go out, get drunk, get 5 hours of sleep, and even then like shitty sleep, and then, you know, try to take supplements to cover up their dietary fails. Supplements can be pretty helpful, especially in terms of general health goals. But, you know, if you're not getting your sleep, then your testosterone is going to go down. And in terms of, you know, testosterone boosting back to the average, zinc is the big one. Oh, sorry, zinc, magnesium is the big one, and vitamin D also. And, you know, you look at zinc and magnesium by themselves, they're pretty damn cheap. You look at vitamin D, they're really cheap. These testosterone boosters have all this extra stuff that you really don't need, or that's completely unproven. So, yeah, you know, if you feel like your testosterone's not where it should be at, make sure you fix your sleep and then look into zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D. The rest is pretty much, again, a waste of your money.
Okay. So, you know, again, I work with lots of athletes at the facility. So that's the other thing that I wanted to kind of hit on is, you know, recovery for athletes and things like that. You know, is there anything out there? You know, what are some athletes that are working that are taking that are just junk, and, you know, what are some things that they can look at that will help aid with recovery and things like that?
In terms of recovery, honestly, this is where we go back to the supplement of sleep. Sleep is by far the number one thing you need, right? I mean, we all have a super compensation and stuff like that, and you need sleep for your recovery. If you're not getting sleep, everything else is just a mask. The other two things then you could consider is, you know, if you have short-term fatigue, if maybe you did get one night of bad sleep, you know, taking caffeine can be actually quite potent in terms of the boost for that workout. The only downside of caffeine is, you know, you have to be naive to it. If you take coffee a lot, or if you drink a lot of tea and all that, even though they don't have that much caffeine, you can kind of become desensitized to it. So short-term fatigue, caffeine can be great. In terms of long-term fatigue, rhodiola rosea is an interesting one. It can even help you, you know, when... if you've been taking caffeine for a while and you go off, you get those headaches. So it can even help you with that. It's basically what's called an adaptogen. And it's kind of like an anti-fatigue, de-stressor kind of thing. So even I sometimes take it when I feel like there's been a heavy toll on me for the past few weeks and whatnot. So that is one supplement you can take. And the other one to consider for, you know, joint inflammation or pain like that is turmeric and black pepper, also known as, you know, curcumin and piperidine. This one you can, again, just get through food. I love my, you know, I'm an immigrant. I love my herbs and my spices and my food. And so, you know, once a week or twice a week when I'm making chicken or whatnot, I just throw in turmeric. I love black pepper and I love turmeric anyway, so it works out. And, you know, you get an interesting meal. You get a very flavorful meal, and it is actually very, very potent for recovery. And the one thing I do want to notice is that turmeric/curcumin is not, it's terrible. It's like, it's terribly absorbed by your body by itself. And that's why you take it with black pepper, because it helps its absorption rates a lot. So yeah, you know, those are three things you can consider taking to help improve your recovery, depending on what the situation is.
Okay. So I'm just like, you know, Joe, anybody out there, and you know, I just don't know what supplements to really take. I just want to make sure that I'm not, again, throwing my money down the drain. So, like, what are some of the stuff that you guys have researched that you've determined to be, like, the must-haves, the bang-for-your-buck type supplements?
Right. So the two primary ones that we recommend to everybody are vitamin D and vitamin K. So vitamin D, you basically need full facial exposure for, like, an hour. or if you know your shirt is off, you need about 15, 20 minutes of full exposure. Unless you're living in the tropics, you are not, you are very likely not getting enough sunlight, right? Sunlight is not just sun to your face again, right? I mean, you're covering up your arms, you're covering up your entire body. The face is not a lot of skin for it to absorb sunlight. And especially during wintertime and pollution and all those things factored in, vitamin D, it's cheap. So we always recommend it. I personally take like a 2,000 IU a day during the summertime. And the wintertime, I take 5,000, especially if I feel a little bit down. I personally feel a lot almost more depressed if I don't get enough vitamin D. The other one that we recommend heavily now is vitamin K. So a lot of these RDAs are basically based on keeping you out of a disease state. So if you don't have the bare minimum of vitamin K, you basically hemorrhage. So, you know, serious problem. But what they found is that when you take above the RDA, when you're taking about 1 milligram of vitamin K, it does a lot for your bones and for your arteries. Arterial health in terms of calcification, vitamin K is pretty damn potent in keeping your arteries in good health. So vitamin K is pretty much impossible to get through your diet. The easiest one would be kale, and not just kale, but blended kale. You actually have to break the cell structure to get to the vitamin K so your body can absorb it properly. So we also heavily, heavily recommend vitamin K supplementation. The other ones to consider is, you know, I personally, we champion creatine a lot. It's not critical, but I make my mom take it. It has pretty much zero, zero, zero downsides. You know, there's kidney fears and all that kind of stuff. Unless you have severe kidney problems, and even then, it should be fine. It's completely fine for you. Actual creatine deficiency, if you're, you know, it's a genetic disorder, and it actually causes mental retardation. So creatine is pretty important. And then the other ones are, you know, when we just talked about testosterone, you get your zinc and you get your magnesium. Zinc is more important if you sweat a lot, because, you know, you sweat it out and you know, the balance of your magnesium is just kind of similar to vitamin K. It's harder to get through your diet. It's a lot easier than vitamin K, but it's still a tough one. So personally, again, I take a few ZMA pills at night. Anecdotally, a lot of people say they got some crazy dreams off ZMA, and we have some evidence it might be because of B6 or B12 that comes with it. But yeah, I mean, again, these are very, very cheap. Creatine is cheap. Vitamin K is cheap. Vitamin D is cheap. Zinc and magnesium are pretty cheap by themselves. ZMA is a little bit more expensive. I just take it for, you know, the convenience of it. But yeah, these are all extremely, extremely cheap supplements, and I personally think they're worth, you know, buying.
What about brands? Do you guys recommend any specific brands to kind of, you know, be focused on? Because again, you go to Amazon.com, you type in fish oil, there's 40 different brands, and obviously the quality is going to vary between like all of them. And, you know, some of them even say like, you know, lab tested for potency and all that crap, but, you know, they're just throwing it on the label. So are there any companies that you like to steer people towards?
We have taken the official stance that we do not recommend any brand. We do not recommend product. Excuse me. The reality of it is that, you know, if we take an easy example, Now Foods is considered by many to be a top-notch brand. And the company Consumer Lab, they often test purities of these supplements. And they found that Now had failed quite a few times for fat-soluble vitamins. So, for example, vitamin D, right? And so when it comes to brands, you know, kind of policing them, making sure they're A-okay, stuff like that. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort, and it would detract from our main mission. So unfortunately, at this time, I'm gonna have to lean with the no comment kind of situation that, you know, we honestly don't even know well enough ourselves. I mean, I usually buy from the same company and whatever because I find no problem, but I have no idea if they're a great brand or not, to be honest. And I don't want to recommend anybody because, you know, if it's bad or something like that, there's serious repercussions. And we haven't tested anybody else. So alas, I will have to pass. But the one thing I can say is, you know, consumerlab.com, they test purities of these companies. So it might be worthwhile investing in it. I had a subscription and I unsubscribed because I didn't really find it that worthwhile. But, you know, depending on who you are, it might be something worth looking into.
Well, here's one for you then. You know, have you guys or have you ever been interested in getting into the like supplement industry at all?
No. absolutely not. There's a reason I retired. It's because I like my life simple.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go through headaches. And so if you were to do your own supplement company, I mean, there's a manufacturing process, you know, there's sourcing, there's logistics, the customer service, the sales, the shipping. I mean, all that just honestly sounds exhausting to me. What we have right now is awesome. You know, I get to do something that I'm very interested in. I don't really have to deal with customers, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. But, you know, when you're dealing with customers, if something broke somewhere, there's a problem, you know, money didn't come through, stuff like that. You know, where's my order? The shipping got lost. The shipping company did this. They threw it at my doorstep. Somebody stole it. You know, chargeback, stuff like that. I've never, ever dealt with physical products. And, you know, I'm sure it would be profitable. And whew, we had companies coming every single week. It's even upped more recently where, you know, like, yeah, you know, we'll white label your company or we'll deal with this or we'll sell under your brand and this and this. It's absolutely not for me. That is not the kind of stuff I like. And I think that it would detract from our research too. You know, our neutrality and our independence is something we are extremely fiercely protective of. And I feel like it would detract from that. So absolutely, absolutely no way are we getting into any supplement selling ourselves.
Yeah, I just had to ask because I swear to God, a week doesn't go by where I don't get an email from a company saying like, hey, you know, it's, you know, Joe's supplement company and we just created this new fish oil product. You know, is there any way we can do an advertising spot in your show? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I was in fact invited to a seal oil garden party the other week. Jesus. And I was like, I am, you know, I didn't even know there was a seal oil. You know, we have fish oil and a few other esoteric ones, but I was like, I am okay. Thank you for the invitation.
It's disappointing. Yeah, no, it's, again, it's one of the things, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you is because, again, it just seems like the supplement industry is super shady. And again, the fitness industry can be like that sometimes too. It might just, you know, be par for the course. But the other reason was obviously I think what you guys have kind of put together with the reference guide is huge, is just because there's so many people out there that are just lying and it's so easy to get away with it, you know, with what they're selling and things like that. So sometimes we do need like help. We need some people to do the work that we wouldn't necessarily do to research all this stuff and make sure that it's not crap, you know?
Yeah. I mean, supplements are an appeal to authority kind of thing, right? I mean, there's a person here who looks healthy or has an MD and whatnot, and they're telling you, you know, this will make your life better. And, you know, we all want to believe there's a trick, right? We all want to be rich quick. We all want to be healthy quick. We all do everything quick and easy and whatnot. And it's just our human nature, right? So when we're offered these solutions, it's so appealing. But I do want to say that in terms of athletic performance, if we're talking about legal supplements, you know, other than creatine and maybe, but caffeine for sure also, but maybe beta-alanine or beetroot, stuff like that, you know, they can help a little bit. But athletic performance supplements are mostly useless. You know, hard work, consistency, really, more than anything else is kind of the indicator of success, right? But what we have found researching this stuff is there are health goals, there are areas of health that supplementation can actually be quite potent in. And it depends on, of course, who you are, and it's very contextual, but I feel it's unfortunate. In some ways, supplements are extremely overrated or they're extremely easy to be dismissed, right? Because there's all these crazy promises. But at the same time, there are some supplements that are underrated because they're quite powerful and they can actually make a difference in your life. I mean, we have a lot of, when we did our and I guess we'll talk about a reference in a bit, but when we launched it about a week ago, you know, we had some very anti-corporate, very anti-even supplement people tweeting about it or talking about it. And there was a lot of their audience were stunned that, you know, they were actually asking, hey, were you hacked or whatnot? Dr. Yanni Friedhoff, who blogs at Weighty Matters, you know, he talks a lot about corporations and money coming into the health industry and how it's tainting stuff. And he tweeted about it. And, you know, he was proud to tweet about us because, you know, we aren't selling you your snake oil, but at the same time, you know, being dismissive of supplements completely is quite narrow-minded, right? You shouldn't just dismiss something just because of one thing doesn't work doesn't mean everything else doesn't work. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to gain knowledge on this. We're trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, thank you for your nice words. It's been very gratifying. We've been at it for a while, and it's been just really cool actually, you know, seeing that we're making a bit of a difference in people's perceptions in terms of what works and what doesn't. So, yeah.
So, you know, besides that, you know, what's kind of down the road for you guys? What's the next step?
Honestly, there's not much of a next step for us. I mean, at the end of the day, we still haven't even covered iron, for example, right? Our vitamin C page, while we have a pretty solid page, is still a long ways to go. You know, calcium, vitamin, the 19 different versions of vitamin B, vitamin A, all these, vitamin E, right? I mean, we are maybe 50% done. There is a lot more for us to do, and we're pretty damn excited about it too, especially just like I said, as the responses come up. I've always told people from the beginning that our target was always we wanted 50,000 people a day visiting our website, learning about what works, what doesn't work. So until that happens, honestly, the entire team consider the job unfinished. And until we finish the job, there really isn't any desire to branch out much. We are actually looking to hire an extra person. We've kind of started formulating how that's going to work, but you know, an extra person that would be literally part of the research team. So, yeah, just more of the same, more of the same. I mean, we had that launch last week, and yet again this week we had an update. You know, we talked about blueberries, which are great for general health. We talked about inositol, which is great for actually women who have PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. So, you know, there's a lot of research to be done, and we are not stopping anytime in the future.
Okay, let's finish up, because obviously you guys launched last week, but for like the FitCast audience, we're going to be able to put together a discount for those guys. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what the reference is all about, and obviously, you know, the special deal that we're going to be able to do for those guys?
Right. So the reference is basically the summation of our research for the past 2.5 years. And I'm going to simplify this extremely, but the basic gist of scientific research is you go through animal studies, often rats, and then you do human cell testing, which is, you know, petri dish or test tubes, and then you do in vivo, which is, you know, full human subjects. And my previous example of glutamine, you know, that's where it was beautiful in petri dishes and it was amazing in that, but when we actually did in vivo testing in humans, you know, it was kind of useless. So what the reference guide is, you know, at the end of the day, you want to know what works and what doesn't work when it comes to supplements. And there's two ways of looking at it, right? There's one way is, here's a supplement, what does it do, what does it do, or what doesn't it do? But on the other side, there's, here's what I'm interested in, the health goal, and what supplements work for it and what don't. So that's what the reference guide is that we're talking about here is, it lets you quickly look up. So let's say you look up vitamin D, and you'll see that it has a notable effect in decreasing, a minor effect in increasing testosterone, which was, again, you know, taking you back to your average. And it has a strong effect in this and a minor effect in this, decreasing, increasing, whatever. And on the other side is, you know, your health goal. So my favorite one to use is blood glucose, right? Blood sugar. If you're diabetic, your blood sugar levels are extremely important. So you click on blood sugar or blood glucose, and it'll tell you which supplements will increase your blood glucose and which will decrease it. And from that, you'll find berberine is extremely potent in decreasing your blood glucose levels. And, you know, doctors who know diabetics, you know, Dr. Spencer Nadolski, some of your audience might know him, he's into diabetics, you know, he gives berberine to his patients. And berberine is as potent as metformin, which is the prescription drug for diabetics. And so that kind of touches on what I talked about earlier, right? Depending on your health goals, you know, supplements can be quite powerful. So I'm not diabetic, so berberine might not be useful to me, but again, depending on your health goals, right? So your health goals could be anything from anxiety, you know, stress, blood pressure, blood glucose, mental, you know, cognition kind of stuff, ability to focus, how your memory is. There's, I think, like 185 different health goals. So you basically look up what your health goals are, and you'll instantly see which supplements are good for you. But you'll also kind of see what supplements are bad for you, right? I mean, some people don't realize that caffeine increases your blood pressure. So let's say you already have high blood pressure and you're stressed out, so your blood pressure is even higher, and you're thinking about getting some coffee, right? And you look it up and you see, you know, I have to be careful. I can't take caffeine. So you take, I mean, it's maybe not as good, right? But you take a decaf coffee or decaf tea or some kind of frappuccino that gets you a little bit of satisfaction, and you don't have to worry about increasing your blood pressure. So that's what our reference is. I mean, it's not something you just read. It's something that is useful, especially for people who take their health seriously, fitness professionals. And I mean, the outpouring has been amazing. We've had over 3,500 sales now. We've got so many tweets and emails and Facebook messages, just even on other people's walls and whatnot, just saying, you know, this is amazing. And this is where I was talking about Dr. Yanni, right? From people who make protein recipes to doctors who deal with obese patients to fitness professionals. We have, you know, we have testimonials from pretty much all facets of the fitness industry. We've stayed in our own niche. We don't make crazy claims. We just tell you what works and what doesn't work. And that's the reference. So what we're doing for your audience is, the price is $39 normally. And what we're going to do for your audience is, you know, we're going to put up a link on your website. And if they buy through that link, it'll be $29. So it's basically 25% off. And, you know, we'll have that link up when this comes up. And, you know, it'll be up for, let's say, 72 hours and or 96. And, you know, get it in that time. It's worth it. It's, I mean, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, which honestly, I'd be kind of stunned. But if you don't like it, you know, we will give you your money back. Or Kevin will guarantee that he will get you your money back in case you're worried about that.
Yeah, or I'll send you like a copy of Super Mario Brothers in the mail.
That's right.
So, you know, again, the cool thing about having you on is one, I was able or lucky enough to get a copy to go through, and it's one of those things, like, I don't send out lots of newsletters. I don't really post a bunch of stuff about products like on Facebook and Twitter, but you know, I'm telling this to my audience right now, like, this is probably the most well put together piece that I've ever seen on supplements. And I think it is something that should be in everyone's library, and everyone should go through it and just make sure, like, they're getting the right stuff into their body and not just wasting their money on a bunch of crappy supplements that are hyped up. So I'm putting my name behind it too. Really, like, that's why I kind of talked to Saul about making sure we get a discount for the FitCast audience. So go to thefitcast.com, go to the show notes for this episode. You'll find that link in there. And just make sure you jump on it fast, because like you said, it's not going to be up there for long. And, you know, check it out. And like, you know, we said, it's a great, great manual, and it's a great guide. So you should definitely check it out. Well, Saul, so I want to appreciate you for taking the time this morning and talking to me. And everyone out there, make sure to check out the website. Where's the best place to get a hold of more information? Obviously on the website, but you're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Actually, you can follow us with, you know, facebook.com/examinecom mm-hmm. or twitter.com/examinecom. And the other thing I do want to say is, you know, I personally, I hate it when you have questions and you post a comment and they don't respond. So, you know, when Kevin puts this up, if you have any questions, just throw a comment on there and I will keep an eye on it and I will answer you. So, you know, if you have those questions, I am there. Don't pretend or don't feel like you can't ask me anything. I'll be more than happy to answer anything you have.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, also jump into the comment section of the show notes and we'll get some conversations going. Well, again, Saul, thank you so much for spending the time, and we'll definitely talk to you down the road.
All my pleasure. Have a great one, Kevin.